You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During Monday evening, Sonora City Council meeting, time was set aside for public comments. But first, Mayor Ann Sagerstrom wanted to deliver a message. Here are the edited remarks.
Before we begin public comment, it seems like as I get near my term, finished my term as mayor, things seem to bother me more and more and more and more. So I just wanted to put the flock camera flurry to bed. And I don't know, hopefully everyone has read the response from our city administrator and our police chief on Facebook and Instagram. But if you haven't, and you're out there listening, the city of Sonora and the Sonora Police Department do not own or operate flock safety cameras, nor do we contract flock safety for its cameras, data storage, or related services. Our platforms are self-hosted within the city infrastructure. The city maintains ownership and control of the data stored on those systems, and that data is not automatically shared through an ALPR network. Our systems have detailed, precise permissions for users for a strong defense against unauthorized outside access. We use these tools only to prevent and investigate crime, not to monitor legal activities. The city and the police department have clear policies for how information is used, accessed, secured, kept, and shared. These rules are meant to protect your privacy while helping police use technology for real public safety and investigations. And I just want to remind our residents and citizens of the county that Sonora is a small rural community of 5,000 people. Our resources don't stretch to high-tech surveillance. And Sonora isn't Atlanta, it's not New York City, it's not even Modesto. We aren't on the Marvel superhero radar, except possibly Ant-Man. Our police force uses affordable technology to keep our residents safe, not for stalking. I would suggest that you vet your sources. Facebook groups are basically like-minded people sharing opinions and conjectures. Some posts are intentionally malicious and aim for overwrought and outraged responses. Precisely what happened with the allegation that the city of Sonora had distributed flock cameras throughout the city, intent on violating privacy of passerby. I think if you're concerned about your privacy, I recommend you don't post on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg knows more about you than you know about yourself, and he's profiting from selling that information to other entities. Ditto for Amazon, X, and a myriad of other sources and agencies. Not to mention the plethora of Ring and security cameras on homes throughout the city and county, which might be filming at any time, and everyone with a cell phone. Finally, the DMV, your insurance provider, and many other agencies have your California driver's license number. Just to remind you, we're a small, low-income, economically disadvantaged community. Unless you've stolen your car or committed a crime, you can rest assured the city of Sonora is more interested in growing the city and implementing capital improvement projects than it is interested in you. So thank you for getting that off my chest. And we will move on to public comment and non-agenda items. Anybody else want to get anything off their chest? Mr. Kirk.
Thank you. And thank you for clarifying that. I'm not on Facebook. And so I'm not aware of everything that goes on there. And I did come prepared to talk about flock. And I have a few comments I would just like to add. I very much appreciate what you said there. But the Flock Safety Corporation has a very interesting business model, which is to find ways to get grants and other subsidies to put in their cameras. So they're generally not being funded directly by government organizations. Such as the city. So there's a website called deflock.com, and if you go there, you'll find that there are 13 flock cameras in Sonora. It's quite a few. So who's putting them there? They're putting them there, and then they're tying them all together. So a good number of people in this country are quite concerned about the Flock cameras, and I did some research on it, not on Facebook, and I found that the city of Mountain View has completely banned them. Of course, that's right in the middle of Silicon Valley. And the entire county of Santa Clara has banned them, complete ban on all Flock cameras. So what I want to talk about tonight was maybe we should figure out how these cameras got here, and we should have a discussion about whether we want them here, and should we have a ban on them? That's what I would like for the city council to consider. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. I think the city of Atlanta has 60,000 of them. So, obviously, there's two schools of thought.
Now here's Vice Mayor Andy Merrill.
And I will add that I've checked out that DFLOC website as well, and I think there's quite a bit of misinformation even on that website regarding misreported cameras that they claim to be Flock when in reality they are not. And I know for a fact some of the cameras that we have here in the parking garage and City Hall have been falsely reported. So while I do know that it might be a CHP or Caltrans issue on a couple of those Flock cameras, I do know that those numbers might be slightly inflated. And again, just to reiterate what the mayor said, we have no interest in utilizing any kind of Flock technology. And as someone who plans on being on this council for another 4+ years, you have my commitment that I will not entertain anything of that sort as long as I serve on this body.
Here's Sonora City Council Member Mark Plummer.
I would certainly be enthusiastic about bringing back a discussion and perhaps taking a position. I know where I would stand on that, but at least I think I do. So if we could bring that back in the future, that would be welcome.
Here's Sonora City Council Member Bess Levine.
Yeah, it seems like maybe some research needs to be done or already has been done, whether definitively there is or isn't Flock cameras, mm-hmm. and then bring it for discussion and action.
And finally, Sonora City Council Member Stephen Opie.
Well, and then it would put all of the misinformation to rest, nonetheless.